そんなに遠いんですよ。
Nine is mad because I'm playing this City Girl song, but I'm not gonna lie, the album went hard. This is episode 46.
Yerk, que lo que hay. What up, bro? Tiggs, Nine, Jay, you know what it is? Oh, we gotta bring back.
You're up.
Fuck you. All right, yo, so what up, guys? First topic.
Frost talk.
Well, now, how you guys been? How's everything, you know? What's going on?
How was your,
How was your...
Yeah, last night was chill as fuck.
Holiday weekend.
Did y'all celebrate 4th of July?
No, nigga. I still... Yo, I've been real chilling out there with my daughter this weekend, bro. We stood inside and watched the entire Sabrina series, bro.
Celebrating nothing.
That dark... I didn't make her. I sat her down and I let her watch that the dark-ass Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures. Yo, after the first episode, because she was scared. When she got through the shit, non-stop watching that shit, bro. That little girl did not want to get up. But I was cool because it's like I talked to her about 4th of July, all of this shit,
weekend.
So she don't care no more.
I've
been putting my daughter on to shit, I've been trying to keep her woke.
It was a chill weekend. Her car was
fucked. Nah, it was definitely
last night was pretty lit, though.
Y'all niggas was out and about.
Low key.
I was something.
Shout out to the homies. Happy belated birthday, Doe. My guy.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated to Doe. Facts. The DJ of, man, give him a round of applause, man.
You fuck it up.
Yo, you know what's,
you got new Noe on deck?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I played it a little bit. Yeah, I played it a little bit, but I didn't have a chance to work, so I was like, yo, let me get a chance later on. I'm gonna really fucking bump that. I like the way it started off.
Yeah,
sounding.
I got a funny fact in that speaker. We could bump that shit right now, nigga.
Yeah, yo, I got you right here. Yeah, you know we got to do one time for Filthy Records. Show my nigga Noe some love.
I ain't gonna lie. Last time he did this with the Spank the Power song, it came out really clear.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him a verse.
I'm a time. Nah, but other than new Noe, we got some new Pop Smoke.
Can I say pop and forget the smoke? Bow. Oh, facts. Happy birthday to the fucking god, 50 Cent.
Are you trying to share it? Happy birthday to 50 Cent. Happy birthday to Kevin Hart, too. So
I forgot that just popped in.
R.I.P. Pop Smoke. You know, Tiggs, which topic you want to jump into first, brother?
Since y'all more versed, let's get out the way. MLB making a comeback?
Oh, it's already official. They're coming back.
MLB's coming back. What I was asking Nine about, if we see as fans that it's like a more competitive season, do you A, want them to kind of shorten the season from 162 games? Or do you see them maybe doing it next year if there's no vaccine for COVID? And what does it mean? Like, because the no fan aspect of it is, I know money-wise it's fucking up, but less games could make it more interesting and could draw more people back into baseball that left, you know?
Yeah.
The season's too long.
I feel like regardless of the fact they are going to shorten up the season, point-blank period.
Shorten up those games.
But I think it's going to come to the point where there's maybe like 115 games.
115. I think they've been trying to – they actually been trying to shorten the games. They put time limits on, like, the pitch chain –
Which last season we saw that's been extremely effective. They
Because people used to change pitches just to stall the game or just to throw people off.
So they limit the mound visits and all that.
They've been doing their shit.
They've been doing pretty
I think – baseball is getting left out, like, because of, you know, I think right now more popular sports is NBA and NFL. The crazy part is that, though,
with
NFL
the
treats their players like shit.
It's just the NBA stopped, like, abruptly. So, the NBA literally stopped while, like, Corona was hitting everything. Literally, there were games that fans and everything were in attendance and everything. Games about to start, and they canceled the games. Because of coronavirus. And then it just got shut down and shit. So we lucky that we getting something back.
Yeah, I mean, I think the NBA is going to come back strong. I just don't know how they're all going to be in Disney World.
I,
without their
I think this is gonna be the most competitive championship we've seen since like the 90s.
I'm gonna save that one.
Congratulations, J.R. Smith, also for getting back into the league. He signed to the Lakers.
Congrats. I think if this year pulls out anything, I think we're gonna get the most competitive out of every sport.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see the NBA kind
Congrats
of like giving.
Congrats to Patrick Mahomes for signing that 10-year insane ass deal.
And the NBA is giving their players the option to having like racial.
Yeah, they're allowed to customize their jerseys and shit. They're gonna have Black Lives Matter on the court and shit. Like they're actually playing on the court. Which is dope, but I don't want it to become where it seeps into like the business aspects that they're only doing it for looks and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. I feel that a lot of corporations, especially after we saw that whole
That's what Donald Trump was accusing Bubba Wallace of. Bubba Wallace was the only African American
NASCAR
driver.
Yeah.
So the fact that the entire NASCAR fucking community came out and did the walk with him and shit like that, that's real shit.
But that wasn't that. Trump, see, yeah, that doesn't look like they're doing it, you know, just to hush people or to not be in trouble. That was legit because they fuck with Bubba.
That was
with the nigga, bro, and they had to respect him and show out for him.
A different topic we had, but like the Bubba Wallace thing, also he didn't himself report the news; his team did.
Yeah,
I think that gets forgotten.
Mind you, they reported that news has been there since before all of this crazy shit.
But I just noticed with certain corporations, like I said, like those I take responsibility videos, like it just. It doesn't feel right. It feels genuine. Like, doesn't feel genuine. And it makes you feel like, yo, they're just doing it so we can shut up.
You're going to get this shit a deep dive when we talk
about
it.
But I don't want to see it everywhere. And then it loses its essence. Like, you ever said that had a long relationship? You talk to a girl and be like, you don't want to say I love you, like, all the time, every day. Because then it loses meaning. So, like, if we have BLM everywhere all the time, I feel like they're going to start to, like, lose meaning.
They know what it is.
Like, yo, I saw a tweet from somebody earlier that said, in, like, 2 weeks from now, we have to make sure that BLM is still BLM. And that when you don't see it on the media anymore, that we still have the same energy and we're still doing what we're doing.
This time's a little different only because I feel like they keep killing people.
No, yeah.
Like, these cops are not stopping. Like,
I've seen a lot of shit.
I feel like they're turning up.
Hey, I'll be real with you. I've seen so much shit from
tomorrow,
cops.
Tomorrow's the blackout day, and I've seen so much shit
from, like, cops now that it just looks like they just don't give a fuck at all about people now. It just looks like they're only fucking sitting there protecting themselves, and they'll attack anyone. That shit when they had fucking pushed down the old man. They fucking violated that shorty who has fucking permanent brain damage now and shit like that. Like, I seen some video recently where the cops just randomly started fucking attacking people out of non-speaking, peaceful, quiet protests. Like, bro, these motherfuckers is wild. They're dead terrorists right now.
All right, real quick.
Wait.
Real quick.
What's up?
Because today's 50's birthday, so I need to hear what's your favorite 50 verse.
50 verse.
My shit. I'm menacing in my head like a baby born dead. Destination heaven. Sit politics and passages from
9/11.
The Lord blessed
me lyrically inclined. You gotta come back. You put me on the spot.
I got scriptures in my brain. I can split it to name straight out the good book. Look, niggas is shook. 50 feet, no man, warrior. Swing swords like Conan. Nigga, what?
Yeah, I'll be real chum at that.
What song is that again?
Is that patiently waiting?
I was gonna say that's patiently waiting, right? I was gonna say because I was gonna since you take patience.
Oh my god!
Like I love
definitely for me, my favorite verse, as you said, verse alone is the Victory remix.
You get that for that because I was thinking of like this.
You said
like
verse,
album, yeah,
so
I
you
mean,
put me
I,
on the spot.
I wasn't thinking of that broad.
You put
I
me
like
on
that,
the spot, but Oh, you want me to jump about this new Noe real quick, bro?
Let's get into
it. Wait, I want to hear a real quick. Ticks.
Oh, you didn't hear, nigga?
50
I don't got one.
Nah, you have, bro.
I don't got one.
You got
one. I'm not that big of a 50 fan, but bro, with you. But I like to listen to 50, but I don't remember his lyrics. I don't sit there and know all of his songs. So, no, I don't have a favorite 50 lyric.
Anyways, happy birthday, 50.
Come on, nigga. I like the game and I don't remember his lyrics. Like, I only remember the lyrics when I'm hearing the song.
The one song for game that I remember his lyrics off the rip is "You Ain't Get Far."
Because it's a Kanye song, nigga.
It's a game song, but you know what's crazy?
It's a game song, but you know
I remember on it. I remember LAX Files. I'm not gonna do that. I remember LAX Files from Game. A lot of the songs in there. A lot of the songs.
I mean, documentary one.
The 300 bar.
Documentary one. I remember most of his lyrics from most of those tracks.
Still,
but
fuck that. We talking about 50. Fuck
50.
Man.
I can't. Like, I don't know. I just like after you know a while, was, bro, I stopped listening to 50, and I just wasn't remembering his lyrics.
When 50 came out, I guess maybe I don't know if you were in Puerto Rico or not when 50 came out.
No,
I remember,
I'm not.
You were here.
Yeah.
Cause okay, I remember. I remember. 50 came out, bro. 50 was everything. Like, 50 was everywhere.
Yes.
This is when niggas were buying CDs. Niggas bought 50 CDs.
Yeah, niggas bought G Unit sneakers. I remember that.
I remember the release for Get Rich or Die Trying, VIM and RIP, the OG VIM. I mean VIM for Convergent Records. My bad.
Yeah.
On Times Square, niggas was lined up.
Oh
yeah.
No, bro, I think I even had the CD at one point, but I just never remembered his lyrics.
So the same way
we felt about Joey Badass and how you say he doesn't have memorable lyrics or that you can't remember a lyric. That's how I can't remember 50 lyrics.
But
I hear the song,
50,
I can't remember lyrics.
No, you can't do that. 50 got classics. Joey Badass.
He got classics, but I can't remember lyrics until I hear the song.
What's your favorite 50 song?
PIMP is my favorite song. No, PIMP is one of my favorite songs.
What's your favorite song from 50?
But I can't remember.
Right. So let's say that was your 50 song.
PIMP. Like, his lyrically on it, I like that song. That's actually my favorite song.
And to me, that's, I think, one of the wackest songs on that album.
It's just, no.
You don't think so? Listen, that album is...
After that...
The other songs on that album...
I mean, then you got Mini Man.
I would've went with Bloodhound.
You got Mini Man after that. Get Rich, Die Tryin'.
Back down.
Bloodhound was my shit.
But some of the songs, I'll be real with you, some of the songs, like I said, it's been a while from me, so some of the songs I have to actually go back and listen to and like relook at his catalog.
I think you gotta relook at his catalog.
I gotta listen to everything.
Cause you gotta put some respect in 50's name. I ain't gonna lie.
Facts.
Cause I don't personally listen to him.
Like my guy T.I. Yo, T.I., listen.
I probably know more T.I.
Wait, 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 wait. Let's get this new note off and we break into this because that's a whole nother... Because we're not even done with 50, bro. This nigga was talking crazy. Nigga was talking about how black women are angry.
Oh, yeah, we're not done with 50. So let's check out this new note real quick.
You know about that black...
Don't sue me.
I just had 3. I need 4 more. I think I smell like weed. I'm trying to buy the store. I just had 3. But I need 4 more. I think I smell like weed. I'm trying to buy the store.
Nigga said, I think I smell like weed. Like, you probably do smell like weed if you're smoking weed, but alright.
But I need 4 more. I think I smell like weed.
Hold on,
been lost in the time. Been losing my mind. Been lost in the grind. Lift off, just sky high. F-16, so fast, go blind. Organized crime in a long time. Rapid fire, everyday war time. Part of me, hand me another one. I need another one. We going number one. There ain't no other one. I ain't just anyone. Watch how I pile the money up. Fuck what you saying, I know what's up. Nonchalant, never act up. Feng shui with the silk touch. But I'm on, they don't like us. I just had 3, but I need 4 more. I think I smell like weed. I'm trying to buy the store.
Oh, did you just push play back?
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna give him for now. Alright, yo, I'll be real with you. I fucking know you so much because he always has like this versatility, bro. Like, he fucks around and he does like a little bit of everything. I'm waiting for this nigga to start doing some Spanish rap soon, bro.
I'm about to give that nigga.
Tell that nigga start doing some Spanish rap.
It's gonna be
just throw it in there one time.
Get on this Bad Bunny.
No, I would on some like De La Ghetto, Randy, Daddy Yankee type shit, like on some like rap, like rap in Spanish.
Shout out to Noah. You can follow him at Dripped and Filthy on IG, and that song's available on all streaming now. It's called Four More. That was funny. That shit sounded like the nigga was mad high when he made that hook.
Yeah, it sounded like he was fucking around too.
It sounded like he was.
Tell him send me that beat.
I'll send it to you.
Back to 50 Cent though.
Back to 50 right? Cent. You could look it up. He got into some.
Yo,
shit.
Hold on. 2 to 5 minutes tops on this.
All right.
Can we T.I. versus 50?
Yeah.
T.I. versus 50.
So today's date is Monday, July 6th. Today, T.I. called out 50 Cent for a versus battle. I'm not mad at it. The thing is, to me personally, T.I. is the king of the South. To me, T.I. is one of the greatest.
How much of your his catalog do you know?
But compare, nigga, all of his albums. Stop playing. Don't play with me.
Because a lot of people know this is the problem of music. Because music is subjective.
I know that. I'm not gonna personally consider him the king of the South if I don't know his shit. Come on now. Anyways,
he is titled that though.
I don't think. Mad respect for him for doing that, but bro, don't mention Eminem and Dr. Dre. That's unnecessary.
Why the fuck?
But if you're going 20 songs on a versus against 50. I can't name a handful of rappers who can win.
Well, 50 and Game pieced it up, right? They allegedly pieced it up.
Allegedly,
yeah. But so he would play. But he would play Hate It or Love It though.
He probably would.
I don't think he would have to.
He don't have to. He don't even have to touch that.
No, 50, I don't want to get into
50 doesn't even have to touch
he
that.
He don't even have to. He
you
don't
gotta play
go
Hate
or
Love It.
Nigga could be a nigga play Candy that. Shop and body half for this nigga's catalog, bro.
He don't even gotta touch that either.
Yeah, dope. I'm with 50, but
on
I think
fire.
You're sleeping on T.I.
No,
got,
no. Listen. It'll be closer than what a lot of people think. But you going 20 songs against 50?
I give 50 like 3 to 5 ahead of T.I.
I'll give
it to 50, maybe 14-6.
I was thinking more along like 7 or 8.
Depending on the songs that they drop, I'll try to give it a 50.
I feel like T.I. would start off with Rubber Band Man, and then 50 would start off with How to Rob. Who wins that?
Wait, what?
Rubber Band Man
versus which one?
How to Rob. Because that's their first.
Yeah.
That was their first singles, right? So
yeah,
who would win that?
How to Rob is.
I would kind of give it a 50s first. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But that's also a big hit.
That's very close though. That's very close.
Nah, it's not.
You think that's close?
I think it's biased depending on where you're from.
That too.
Yes, and if you
depending
know,
on who you listen
know,
to, period.
If you know what
music,
how
music is subjective.
Well, no, but the South.
Nigga, How to Rob is great. I'm sorry. I'm taking
How to Rob. Yeah, I mean, even lyrically.
So then you got what? In the Club versus what's T.I.'s big
if,
one?
If he's playing in the
like,
club,
like,
T.I.
like,
gotta
like,
play What You Know About That.
Yeah, What You Know About. Yeah.
And then if I'm T.I., I drop Swagger Like Us, what you gonna drop?
Who? On Fire. P.I.M.P.
I'm giving
fire.
It Hate It or Love It.
Nigga. On Fire or P.I.M.P.
I can give you the remix with the fucking
with UGK nigga
the Out of Control remix.
Oh, are we gonna do movie soundtrack versus movie soundtrack then? King
Ooh.
Versus what is it? ATL versus Get Rich or Die Trying.
Stop playing that. You know.
But what was a better movie?
Nah,
that
album,
Get Rich
bro.
Or Die
Trying.
But what was a better
Get
movie?
That album.
No, that's
it's
my life.
Crazy.
That's my life. Prodigy's on there. That's my life.
Crazy.
But
bro, When It Rains It Pours.
I don't know, officer.
When It Rains, It Pours, though.
But I don't know, officer, though.
Listen, when I heard When It Rains, It Pours, that beat, and how he flowed on the sun, stop playing, hollow tips and tellers, When It Rains, It Pours, you, my nigga, stop, yo, this thing is a fucking, stop, bro. The whole soundtrack was
What was his first debut album, some shit called, it was like Trap Music or some shit, right?
T.I. Trap Music,
yeah. Yeah, right, Trap Music.
That's the one with him on the cover with the
tilted that big ass
hat,
tilted and shit,
hat,
yeah. Oversized
hats. If I'm not mistaken, he had a white do-rag.
Yo, pay attention, his hat's got smaller.
Like, what you doing when this comes on? What you doing to do, T.I.? Now he's gonna play Hurt. He gonna play hurt. He gonna play hurt.
Yeah, but T.I. got hits.
Listen,
I wouldn't start with Rubber Band Man or anything like that.
I only said that because I feel like they would start from the beginning. I feel like 50 would just really remind niggas
like where I came from type shit.
You can't start off with the heavy shit though.
I'm hitting you with something hard. The first song I'm hitting you with something hard. Right. I'm gonna play Patiently Waiting or something like that as the first song.
Nah, I'll play How to Rob just to let niggas know what this is. I ain't gonna lie.
Still, that's hard, nigga.
Yeah.
That's a fucking hard song, bro. Yeah. That's why I say the only person to me, in my honest opinion, who would give 50 a run for his money all 20 songs is Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I would like to see that. Lil Wayne versus 50, but I think would be a good battle.
Either of them will do it.
Speaking of Lil Wayne and 50, 50 Cent was on Young Money Radio. I actually watched it. It was like an hour and a half long. But that shit was...
If I'm not mistaken, that was Lil Wayne's longest interview.
It was his longest interview, but I wouldn't even say it was an interview. It was 50 Cent just ranting.
It was good, though.
It was funny as
fuck. It was good, though.
Fuck. It was funny as fuck. Okay. My man 50 said, my man 50 said.
Asking him the questions and
Wayne didn't,
50 getting into it.
Wayne didn't even ask him a question. And then 50 was just talking. He just started. Wayne, yeah, he just started talking. I gotta see that. Wayne asked him like three questions
and then he went on like a 20-minute fucking rant for each question.
Nigga 50 was like, let me ask you a question. I'm not gonna say no names, but if you stand for prison reform and you're signed by a CO officer and your manager's a snitch, how am I supposed to look at you?
Oh,
it's like,
wow.
You're
talking about me.
Wow.
And Wayne's stopped. And I know Wayne doesn't know who the fuck he's talking about.
Nah, Wayne knows. Wayne's not stupid.
I mean, we know who he's talking about.
I think Wayne don't know.
You know, I don't think he knows, bro. But Wayne be out of it. Like, this nigga don't even listen to other people's music.
Wayne
allegedly.
Wayne be out of it.
On multiple interviews, you can say
Wayne didn't even know Pusha T was still dissing.
I believe that.
He don't listen to music.
I don't think he knows all of it. Because Rick Ross is his man and Meek's his man. I don't think he knows.
I'm pretty sure Jay-Z don't know that Absol was coming for him. Like,
but that's Jay-Z.
Exactly. And that's Lil Wayne, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. He got you on that
one.
Come on, man. He got you on that one.
Absol is not at the level of Pusha T.
Pusha T is like,
that's not debatable.
That is debatable.
Pusha T put that work in. We're not going to debate
that. Of course.
That.
But Absol.
What Absol song is better than the Grindin' by the Clips?
That's a Clip song.
That's the Pusha T, though, right?
No, give me a Pusha T song. Don't do that.
Pusha T is Grammy nominated.
That's like me putting out a fucking TDE song.
Pusha T is Grammy nominated off of 7 songs. Grammy nominated for Best Album of the Year for 7 songs. We're not going to compare him to Absol. Don't matter. We're not going to compare him to
Yo, not for nothing.
Grammys. I don't want to hear about the
Grammys. Yeah, don't pull that up. You know better than with us to pull those. Not to even pull that one. Right, we're talking about lyrics. We're talking about lyrics all the time. Pusha T's a great hard rapper, but Absol is very like fucking lyrical and poetic.
I'm not saying that about the rap skills. I'm just saying you can't compare the work Pusha T has put in the longevity of Pusha T. From when we was all in middle school, he was around to now. You are not going to compare him to Absol.
I'm not comparing them, though.
I'm talking about talent-wise.
I'm talking... But if I'm Jay-Z...
Of course, you can't guess, but exactly...
Absol's not even the leader of his clique.
That's my point. That's why I said Jay-Z wouldn't even know
Kendrick was coming for Jay, he would pay attention.
I don't think he would.
I think he would pay attention to Kendrick.
I don't think he would. Honestly, I don't think he would.
I don't
think
he would care
Jay-Z,
either.
Jay-Z? You think Jay...
Jay-Z care when Wayne dissed him. Jay-Z care when Wayne dissed him.
That's Lil Wayne.
So you're saying Wayne's better than Kendrick?
No, Wayne.
You just did.
No. Listen. I'm about to shut him up. I'm about to shut him up right now. You talk the same shit.
Yo.
The same shit on how you was talking about. Pusha T has more fucking ground than fucking Absol and shit. Same shit. Lil Wayne has more fucking roots in the game than fucking. Come on, nigga.
Yeah.
That's a valid point. Don't try to come at me. Fuck out.
Yo, his comment when one of the comments that went viral was something about how black women are angry.
Do you have the comment?
I'm gonna not say anything about that.
Hold on.
I was just laughing at everything he was saying.
I was laughing at the Mike Tyson Floyd Mayweather story where Mike pulled him to the side allegedly and was like, "Yo, I don't like that nigga."
I believe it.
I hope they show the comment because you know some of these places be trying to hide the comment. All right. Whoa. Come on with the ads, bro. For real?
Oh, okay. I know exactly what this was. He was talking about.
All right.
Let's see.
Today,
all right, I'm trying to figure out where they're even to start it at because it looks like they're not starting correctly. All right, the power actor sat down for a lengthy interview with Lil Wayne. They discussed topics as Nicki Minaj, Pop Smoke's posthumous album, but when the conversation turned to dating, 50 Cent dug himself a hole by comparing black women to exotic women. Ooh. They get mad, they get angry.
Quote unquote.
They get mad, they get angry. You see a lot of sisters go. You fuck with this kind of girl and that kind of girl, that shit is exotic. 50 told Lil Wayne, who laughed through the conversation. Yo, shout out to Metro, you like for writing 50, F-I-D-D-Y.
Let's see, there's more down.
All right. That shit looked a lot different than the shit you see in the neighborhood all of the time. That shit looked like it came off a boat. Fans were disappointed and offended by the remarks and accused both 50 and Lil Wayne of being disrespectful. 50 and Lil Wayne are so toxic. They have black mothers but continuously backlash black women. One tweet read.
In Wayne's defense, he literally was just laughing the highest fuck throughout the whole interview.
I mean, sometimes, even if it's not funny what they're saying, but how a person says something is what's funny and you laugh. Like, so, like, you feel me?
I guess because we know that when 50 speaks, there's like
animosity in it sometimes.
There's certain things to take seriously.
But he was basically saying is that bitches from the hood be mad. I'm sorry to use the word bitches. When you pull up with a girl that's like not from the hood because to you it's exotic. And that's why men love exotic women because it's different. We grew up with the same, you know, girls. The
same ghetto-ass bitches in the hood. Yeah. Hood rats and shit. Yo. I don't know what happened. Started going up to the down.
That was my thing. That was my thing.
I'll try to read the rest of it, but it's fucking up.
Anyway, so that was basically it.
I mean,
yeah,
50, really, bro?
Man, now that interview, guys, it's like an hour and a half. It's hilarious.
It's funny.
It is hilarious. Wayne,
but
is,
my question is though, like, can we take what somebody says and kind of just think about what they're trying to, like, the picture they're trying to paint, rather than just automatically be like, oh, he's attacking women off the rip, and he's been this and that.
I think
and
if you don't come from where we come from, it's hard to understand. One,
yeah, people take
people drag this girl B. Simone, like, last month, wasn't it for having a preference of wanting an entrepreneur, not a 9-to-5 man, because she that's her preference.
Yeah.
Like, people just choose what they've been upset about now, and it's like, don't lose focus over it. Because in the whole interview, 50's also speaking some facts about black empowerment and shit, about the George Floyd shit and everything going on to like some female agents who was like the only female black agent in the game, writing for her. Like he's talking about mad real shit in the interview and shit, and it's like he's even saying in an interview people like I fuck with you Wayne because other interviews they take my words and twist them about how he did an interview with Playboy I believe and the interviewer guy was gay. And he was asking 50 if he had any gay friends he hangs out with. And 50 was like, nah, because we're not into the same things. And that turned into 50 turning, quote unquote, hating gay people. You know what I mean?
But Playboy, Playboy's known to like
but,
do that.
I mean, people do that in general. They'll sit there and twist your words, especially
that's what he was saying.
If they can make you look homophobic or like misogynistic or some shit. Like, they'll do it.
And that he proved his point. And that's everything that's happening now, he just proved his point. Like, people took that. Didn't understand where he's coming from and how he talks and not being a fan of 50, took it out of context and made it seem like he hates black women. And it's like, ugh. You know what I mean? It's corny. Corny.
I'm about to say that his girl is black. Like, people are weird.
Like, don't get me wrong. There are some people who, like, hate themselves. Like, you know, who just, colorism. There's some people who hate their skin colors. But 50, come on, man. He's not.
Sammy Sosa.
No.
Sammy, Bernie nigga. Mac. What?
Bernie Mac and Don't Be a Menace.
On that note, we'll be right back.
I just had three.
but I need four more. I think I smell like weed. I'm tryna buy the store. I just had three, but I need four more. I think I smell like weed. I'm tryna buy the store. Yeah. I just had three, but I need four more. I think I smell like weed. I'm tryna buy the store. Shit, yeah. Been lost in the time, yeah. Been losing my mind. Been lost in the grind. Lift off, jet sky high. F-16 so fast, go blind. Organized crime in a hood, long time. Rapid fire, everyday war time. Yeah, pardon me, hand me another one. I need another one, we going number one. Yeah, yeah, there ain't no other one. I ain't just anyone, watch how I pile the money up. Fuck what you saying, I know what's up. Nonchalant, never act up. Feng shui with the silk touch. What I'm on, they don't like us, yeah. I just had three, but I need four more. I think I smell like weed. I'm tryna buy the store. Fuck it, straight to LA. Party my vision, I'm trying to get paid. Part of my vision, I'm trying to get laid. I do not read, but I'm writing all day. Audio quality, put them away. Navigating on a Sunday, try to fly away on a Monday, but she going down in my Hyundai. Yeah. On the one way through the freeway, in the driveway at the speedway. Yeah, I'm hard headed on the highway. Never talk a lot, trying to get paid. Trying to get rich in my own way. In a war zone where they all fake. I don't sing for them, never stand straight. I'ma stand up if they downplay. Yeah, fast pace, turn me up with the delay. Amounts in a briefcase, leveled up in the game late. Now they want some, gotta migrate. And my next move like 5K. Got a white boy living upstate on LSD with the migraine. Yeah, backspace, suitcase with the interface. Straight face if you tryna hate. Fuck you and your trash taste. Fitted cap, but they last place. Money lap, who in first place? Calm down, you a worker boy. I respect it though, I can never hate. Yeah. I just had three, but I need four more. I think I smell like weed. I'm tryna buy the store. Yeah. I just had three, but I need four more. I think I smell like weed.
Nope, Harry Fraud and French made that song. We are back.
Drink your fucking
Yo, Nine, why you hate fat bitches?
I don't hate fat girls.
He got quiet.
I don't hate fat girls.
We got a lot of proof otherwise.
Because fat girls are not my preference.
What is... Oh, bro, how fat is fat? Shit. How fat is fat?
To me, fat is fat when you sit down and your fucking... Your gut goes over your beef stick or your vagina.
We got to flop.
Listen, if your titties rest on your gut, you fat.
What about girls that titties are so big that they look fat but they're not?
Yeah, that's just titties, bro.
Nah, I know a girl like that because niggas used to think.
Are you talking about those girls that are like they just straight upper body.
Oh damn! Nah.
In high school, there was a shorty. Like, toothpaste. In high school, there was a shorty that.
Upper body.
That's OD. In high school, there was a shorty that niggas used to think she was fat, but I got to see under the shirt. She just had really big ass titties and wore big shirts, so niggas thought that she had.
Yeah, that's a common thing. That's why I legitimately asked. I wasn't trying to be funny, but maybe a little bit.
A little bit. A lot of. Would you fuck your ex's baby mom?
My ex's baby mom.
About to say what?
Yeah, excuse me. Your ex friend's baby mom.
Your ex friend's baby mom. It depends.
Why do we have a falling out?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, the reason for the falling out.
How serious was the falling out?
Okay, I see your gameplay.
No, I wouldn't fuck my.
How deep is the reasoning?
Yeah, I wouldn't just fuck my friend's baby mom so that we fall out. I would need to.
All right. What if it was some time? Like some time passed.
All right. So look, right.
It was random.
So boom, right. Tell you a story because I don't want to put nobody on the
person,
spot.
Yeah, person A and person B.
Your person? Disgusting. No, because I know.
You're disgusting.
This topic was directed toward you, Nine, so I'm giving you a cape. All right, this person, C, right? His name is C. You feel me? He started fucking with a girl that I was low-key talking to named Y, right? So then, fast forward a few years, I'm not really cool with C like that anymore. And Y comes finds me. And, you know, they have, like, two kids together and all.
Yo,
that.
This nigga's dirt.
And they living together. But she hit me up, you know, for the D. So I gave Y the D, and C is tight. So he never found out. But if you're listening to this podcast,
If he knows. Nah, nigga. That nigga wouldn't know, bro. You cock.
Hi, Corey.
Oh my God! Where is the glass one? No, where's the glass one? Where's the glass one?
Combo.
Cause low key, bro. He knew I was talking to her, and he knew that I really fucked with her at the time. And like, I got transferred, and he made that move. So I was like, all right. And then a few years later,
we gotta be honest with ourselves, though. It's really the shorty's fault. It's the shorty. You gotta blame the shorty on that one, my nigga. You can't hate the game, my nigga. You can't hate the player, hate the game. But you definitely gotta sit there and be kind of about the shorty, my nigga.
I did the wrong thing?
No.
All right, so what?
If you did it out of spite, you're kind of an asshole.
I kind of did it out of spite because she wasn't looking as good as she was before. But it's like I didn't get the chance to the first time around.
Out of spite would have been coming at her.
Listen, you good rat.
This
guy.
You're up.
Yeah, anyways.
I mean, I knew somebody, bro.
Nah, I'm not.
In high school, there was this dude I was cool with. So, like, him and his shorty, they were cool with me and my baby moms, right? So, we knew everything about them. Because he'll talk to me and his shorty would talk to my baby moms. And me and my baby mother sit there and be talking about the tea. Yeah, because we knew all their dirt. Yo, this nigga told me one time that he would deliberately come in the girl. He would come in the girl, bro, just so he could, like, out of spite so she wouldn't leave him.
So he would want to just get
He was trying to get her pregnant on purpose. That's some fucked up shit, bro.
So all I hear is a nigga shooting blanks. That's all I got.
Nigga, it's years old and there's no names. He calling names, not me. I'm not calling names.
You directed that.
To whom?
You just said your baby mom's son or some shit like that.
My baby
that.
Mom's friend. Okay.
Baby mom got
other
mad
than
friends.
My baby mom's.
Yeah, that's
did bad. I see a name? Did I see a name?
Nope.
Right? Other than people in this room and people listening who actually know me, nobody knows my baby mom.
Facts, Carlos.
Who the fuck is Carlos?
I was trying to get a name at you.
That's a fail. That was a racist shit. Nigga pull out a Spanish ass name.
Fail. Carlos is not even a Spanish name no more. I ain't gonna lie.
Nigga says I have a Spanish name, but damn, we lost that one.
I mean, mad black niggas named Carlos.
Yo, I met with somebody one time.
His name was like Carlos Hamilton.
Yo, Carlos is like the Spanish Charlie, bro. That's what it is.
White as hell.
Carlos is our version of fucking Charlie and Chucky and shit.
I think that's a pretty like shitty name though.
crazy how names be having random ass nicknames. Like, how do you get Dick from Richard?
Like, I'm sorry, ladies, but I think or Savannah, Bill from William. Savannah's a terrible name for a girl.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
And then if I have another daughter, I'm gonna name her River.
How about Dragon?
Then if I have another daughter, I'm gonna name her August.
How about Dragon? How you feel about? Would you name your son Dragon? Would you name your son Dragon?
No.
Would you name your daughter Hennessy? Does somebody somebody's name is Dragon, bro. I know somebody whose middle name is Money. Like M-O-N-E-Y.
Bro,
on his birth certificate.
I went to high school with some Indian girl.
Shout out to
her
Money.
Name was Yoshi. Like Yoshi spelled.
That's
like
fire.
Y-O-S-H-I.
That's fire though.
Yoshi.
That's kind of fire.
That's fire. I'm not gonna lie.
That's fire, bro.
I don't know if she thought it was fire, because I'm pretty sure.
I don't put it past my daughter. When she gets older, she tried to have a kid. She would dead probably name her daughter after like Sailor Moon.
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Have a grandkid named Usagi.
That was sick.
What?
Maybe I'm just not mature enough to think about my daughter pregnant yet. That was crazy.
Because I'm thinking like mad head in the future.
For God's sake.
How is that sick?
I want my daughter to be a dyke, and you're just comfortable with your daughter being pregnant.
First of all, that's weird. Want your child to be a dyke.
You're so secure, like it's annoying.
It's not secure. I don't care if my daughter. I actually think my daughter's bi or some shit, bro. I'd be catching onto some shit.
Lucky ass niggas.
See, that's weird, right, nigga.
Yo.
That's weird.
What are the other topics?
I feel like we gotta talk about
that. So this new Pop Smoke album.
Okay, I feel like we gotta talk about that.
Shout out to Steven Victor, his manager, and 50 Cent for putting it together. I heard there's another one coming out this year.
Yeah, fire album.
Let me ask you a question. If you could pick one feature on there that you think, if Pop Smoke was alive, wouldn't be on there, what would it be?
Would it be on there if he was alive?
And that's probably
a feature?
Yeah. The person you guys are probably going to say is funny. They probably were involved.
I was going to say Karol G.
Damn.
Who else you got? Damn. Check it out. What you think?
That would be awesome.
Take a guess. Because I have one answer.
The baby is my answer. I'm going to look at the list real quick.
Well, actually, I don't know about the
little baby. I feel like he'll fuck with Lil Baby, but not the baby too much.
Nah, it was actually...
The
baby gave it away with his verse. He said, "Rest in peace to Pop Smoke." So
yeah,
you're right.
He should have gave that away. He should have gave that to Gutter. But so that's how I feel. I feel like it definitely was.
Tyga was actually on his Instagram. He showed that he helped put together the Karol G feature.
Okay,
that's cool. While Pop Smoke was alive.
That's cool. Also, so Karol G was definitely like something
he
was trying to work on.
He got a text where he sent Tyga the song after they did the West Coast shit.
Okay,
and he was like, "This is fire. I need a Spanish girl on it." And he was like, "Karol G." So I think Tyga helped put together the Karol G feature.
That's dope.
Cowboy allegedly was left off the. If you listen to the Rowan King Combs, Cowboy is on the hook of it in the ad-libs.
He's left off of the.
And his verse was left off. So he tweeted about it saying, "Yo, that's fucked up." But shout out to Pop Smoke, and the niggas are saying he's dissing 6ix9ine on there too, on the gangsta song. He's like, none of that rainbow is shit. None of that loud yelling shit. So yeah, shout out to Pop Smoke, man. Rest in peace. I ain't gonna front. I like
that. Stuck on that shit.
My favorite song from there is the Karol G song, and
really,
you know,
my favorite song.
Because when I heard it, I heard French immediately.
All right. So, can we say our favorite song? So
yeah.
All right. So yours is the Karol G shit. My shit is Gangsta.
I like Gangsta too.
Gangsta's my favorite track on there. What's your shit?
For me, it's kind of hard. It's either Got It On Me or Tunnel Vision.
Tunnel Vision is
See,
dope.
Tunnel Vision
fuck.
Was hard, but I think it's underrated. But Tunnel Vision was super hard. You're right.
Yeah. I think Got It On Me is just a dope ass like 50 fucking tribute type shit. Something Special. Something Special was a dope Fab fucking tribute type thing.
I even like the song he did with King Combs. I'm not gonna lie. Like
I had to look at the list. I'm not gonna front because I was like, yo, hold on, King Combs. When I heard the song, it was good. It was a good track, bro.
I like the one with Karol G. I like the one with 50 and Roddy Ricch. I think Roddy would have been on there if he would have had a boogie. I think he would
probably
have a boogie. I like the one with
Little
TJ
too.
I think if Pop was still alive, I think
he got two
Little TJ
songs. I think
he would have had three songs on there with
Little TJ. If he was alive, probably. Probably, yeah.
I agree because I think they had good chemistry.
Yeah.
But that mood swing shit hits. I'm not going to lie. Little TJ is a good artist. Another problem with him is like the same problem we have with Kodak in the game. It's the off-field antics. Yeah, yeah. The shit they do behind the music.
Fuck all that old shit.
And then A Boogie is a different lane from you. Stop making yourself compared to him now. Like, now it's like when A Boogie first came out, people compare him to Dej Loaf, and he just let it rock. And look, over time, you can't say really? He's Dej Loaf. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
He says
I knew about A Boogie way before I knew about Dej Loaf, bro.
I can't see that because Dej Loaf came out a little bit before A Boogie.
But like, I never knew about her when she came out.
A Boogie came out, I think, in 2017.
I think it was like 2015, 2016.
Maybe
official debut was 2017, but yeah. His music was like pushing the streets. If you listen to under, because you know we listen to underground shit.
Yeah.
So Dej.
But in his last album, he talks about it too. How when he first came out.
What songs was she on though? Like older. Let me see. Can we find?
2014. So she was definitely out before A Boogie.
Like I never listened to it. It's probably like 2016, 2017.
Sometimes,
I probably didn't hear it at the same time.
I'm not gonna lie, the 2010s all feel like a blur to me. So sometimes even for me, I remember something. I'll be like, it was this year, and I have to look it up and be like, damn, it was really 2012.
Damn,
OD, bro, that happens a lot.
We're old.
New Griselda. New West Side Gun album.
Wait, New Griselda.
No, I'm West Side Gun.
All right,
because Griselda. New West Side Gun album came out. Classwork album, I'll give a 10 out of 10, though. I showed his diversity. It was great.
Yeah. It has playback value. A lot of playback value.
New West Side shit, but I felt like it was him putting on for his, people he fucks with, he put on his new artist, the girl, I forgot her name specifically, but she's on the song.
I'm talking about,
He got Stove Got Cooks, who I know he's affiliated with, also on a few songs. I felt like it was a good use of him with samples. Definitely more good.
I like their skit samples too. Fucking Talkings and shit, the wrestling shit.
And you think they're dropping too much shit though?
Nah.
They ever pray for fire just come out?
Oh, wow.
Didn't Pray for Paris just come out 2 months ago?
Yeah, but he said when it came out that he had something else.
It's not too bad. Yeah, you got I feel like it was like a spring winter joint and then he got a summer joint.
They trying to show motherfuckers that they out here.
They hungry, bro. You would have never said that about Lil Wayne or 50 back then when they was doing that.
Yo, my eyes fucking burned.
A little bit, yeah. Sorry, but this is the dealings we got. What should we talk about? Cause I'm stuck on that shit you said earlier.
The West Side shit. Shout out to Kevin Gates and Tory Lanez with this new song. Traded Truth got a new song with mad people on it for Black Lives Matter. Off the top of my head. Russ had a new song produced by Illmind. That was pretty fire.
Alright, what's this bitch's name? This Maxwell bitch. I can't pronounce it. I know we heard it earlier.
Giselle. Giselle.
It's supposed to be Giselle, but wasn't it an actual weird pronunciation? Because you was making fun of it earlier on this nigga on his shit.
I don't even care. Nah, Giselle Gizzy.
Whatever.
Call her Gizzy.
Whatever fucking bitch's name is. But I know about this shit for a minute, bro. And I'm glad that documentary did expose some shit.
Gizzy.
But y'all know that there's a lot of people, including a lot of celebs, that are tied to these motherfuckers, right? A lot.
Break it down what we're talking about. Shout out to Dude Tony Braxton, Missy Elliott.
Have you seen the conspiracies about Ellen?
That was random.
And the weird, crazy paintings that she be having in the backgrounds and shit?
I always thought Ellen was sick. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. She's into some shit, nigga. She's part of all of that shit, too.
If you look, if you Google it up, a few...
Wild ass story.
No, if you Google a month ago, 2 months ago, a lot of her former employers was saying that she's not as nice as she seems on TV. That she's really an asshole.
Like Will Ferrell.
But fuck Will Ferrell. Break down what Giselle Maxwell is facing charges. She was in an Epstein documentary. All
right, so Maxwell basically was the person who was grooming Epstein's victims. She was luring the little girls in. She was prepping them for him. All of those things, you know. She was the one that was drugging them up and shit like that. And it's just so much more sicker because it's like, yo, you're a female, bro. Like, what the fuck? Feel me? And it was all because of money, bro.
She's in a, you know, U.S. is trying to get Prince Andrew to come back over here. She was in the picture of Prince Andrew, the female that was allegedly raped by Prince Andrew. Yeah.
Supposedly she's gonna testify and drop mad names.
I want to see it.
I hope everything comes to light, bro.
Supposedly Trump and
Bill Clinton.
Bro, anonymous leaked the affidavits and the fucking lawsuits, bro. Trump and Epstein together were named heavily. I don't understand how people all keep ignoring that shit, bro.
Good. I want that shit to come out.
Nigga get arrested for real. So he's dead ass a fucking pedo, bro.
I want to know what's going to happen with the 2020 election.
Because she's going to fucking name people, bro.
Quote-unquote suicide?
A suicide, yeah, more than likely. Or an accident. I can see an accident, too. But they got to take her out because she's going to talk.
She's in the maximum. She's locked up.
I can see her. I can see her not focusing on Clinton and focusing more on Trump.
Both
are a fact.
Supposed to air out mad people.
Because that could also tie back to Hillary as well. Hillary is known to have, as a lawyer, she used to actually win cases for fucking pedos and shit.
Well, I don't know about Hillary. I know the only reason Bill Clinton's tied in because even in the Netflix doc, they showed him going to the island and he denies it.
Yeah.
But even on the island, all the girls and staff said he was never doing anything improper. So I would assume he probably was going there to talk to them about certain things, but he wasn't partaking in like the little girls. They were saying that. They were people saying that Trump was fucking them.
Yeah.
But like Bill Clinton, they were saying, I'm not trying to shoot bail for Bill Clinton either. But I'm saying there was
witnesses type shit basically.
That's saying he was never doing anything. He has no accusations of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Trump does. Yeah. So there's a little difference there. I think just people want to know why Bill Clinton was seeing Epstein on his private island.
Yeah. Or anybody else who was on that flight lobby that didn't have their own private plane.
Yeah. It's a lot of sick ass shit, but this
crazy list, man.
Government. Loki has his wild ass fucking sex trafficking ring and shit, bro.
And she's dumb, man. She should have put Russell Simmons, man, on the stage in whatever fuck Russell Simmons. Bolivia, Bengali. Listen, man. Russell Simmons, we got some questions for you over here, too, bro. Gotta come back, bro. We got the Amy Cooper of the Amy Cooper Law now facing charges for calling 911. Based on race, but
you heard her apology.
I didn't
care for it, so I didn't want to listen.
I heard it and I laughed.
Tix has a problem here with the law being named the Amy Cooper Law because he's a MAGA fan. But go ahead, Tix.
First of all, I need to understand how is that a MAGA fan? Just don't ever fucking say that. That's the type of shit to get a nigga punched in the face, for real, bro.
Yeah, bro.
like the word MAGA really enrages me. So, no. My thing was that I felt that it was bringing some type of attention to her. I mean, yeah, it's going to be negative attention because the way you said it. So, I understand that. But to me, it was more like, it's also like an empowering almost. Like, you know how they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, right? She might get people on her side and more recognition because she has her name out there.
I'm not going to lie.
I feel like there should be a better way of naming
that. I would agree with that if it wasn't. I would agree with that if it wasn't in New York. I think in New York, people try so hard to look progressive that no one's going to jack her in New York, unless it's Staten Island.
She's canceled.
Yo, you know, I hear that a lot, that New York always pretends to be progressive.
Because they'll act progressive and still enforce gentrification and move people out their homes.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think people like that change?
Amy Cooper?
Nah. Like, the way it seemed, it looks like it's really deeply embedded, bro. Some people, like, I understand, like Liam Nelson, the way he explained his situation. Like, yo, you know that. I know. Like, you seen the Liam Nelson interview and shit like that about his experience of having a racial, like, thought and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, like, the way he explained it and what he realized afterwards, like that, like, he genuinely sat there and realized his wrong and sought some type of help for that. That's the type of person that can change. Her, the way she came out off the rip. The fact, like you said, she was strangling her dog, like, practically unknowingly. Like, she was just reacting. Nah, that's just deeply embedded in her. Like, nah. People like that don't change.
She's a piece of shit. Piece of shit. Amy Cooper, go fuck yourself.
I think you could change only up to a certain age. That's not what just...
Yeah, I think that makes sense, too.
I think that's not just with this. I think that's what
it's,
most.
I think it's easier as a kid to change. That you have, it's easier to be persuaded to change.
Wayne announces the Carter Six and said that it's going to be his favorite of all the Carters.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I feel like, obviously, he's going to say that because it's Lil Wayne and he's
about he's to put it promoting out, but... his shit, yeah. What you thinking?
I actually want to know, with everything going on now, since he said that, is he going to have more music focusing on what's going on?
More conscious lyrics?
Because he has the potential, and he's done it with Nas on the Nas Damian Marley album.
He's done a few shit.
He's done it on a few shit. He done it with... So, I want to know if he's going to be on that type of time. Because even with these interviews he's doing, I feel like he's learning as he's going on, speaking to different people, speaking to Mayer, speaking to Whoopi Goldberg, speaking to Naomi Campbell, speaking to 50 Cent, to Dr. Dre. And Dr. Dre even...
He's enlightened himself.
He spent the whole... No, Dr. Dre spent most of his interview speaking on, at the time, because George Floyd just happened, George Floyd. I think it was a day or 2 days after it. And he said he made sure to make that the focus of the interview. That and police brutality. And I understand Wayne got in trouble for kind of sharing his perspective of it, because he basically said, you know, not all white cops are racist, because his life was saved by a white cop when he shot himself. And he said all the black cops, like, walked over him like they didn't care. They're just trying to find a gun. And the white cop stopped and saved his life. So from that perspective, I understand where he comes from saying things like that. And it's not wrong. But I want to just know if he's going to go more conscious with the music.
I know what he was getting at, too, because that also it goes into the whole thing, like, you know, not all cops are bad. That's what more or less... that. His comment for or his ideology falls under. He said it from a genuine good place, though. You know, it wasn't like he was just on some shit. It's not like he was Terry Crews out here.
Every time we say Terry Crews, somebody gotta say fuck Terry Crews. All
right, so fuck Terry Crews, damn, by the good, you got canceled. That's crazy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If I ever see Terry Crews, I'm stabbing that nigga. We ain't fighting because he's mad, bro. But I'm stabbing that nigga.
Yo, you gotta slice his bicep. Slice his bicep.
Carter 2.
That's your favorite?
Oh. People say Carter 3, and the only thing I'll say about Carter 3 is I think it was the like best. 4. It was the best timing for Wayne.
Because
at that point, he was already a year or 2 years into super million features. So I think he timed that better with the momentum.
Super million features.
Nah, he dead ass, bro.
I'm not just saying that because, you know, it's French, but French and 2 Chainz really took that model from like 2012 to 2015 on every song.
Feature.
And that's like, before Wayne, niggas would be extended with features. Niggas would be too picky. And it's like, you never know what you're going to get. Wayne did shit with Fat Joe to Kevin Rudolph to Erykah Badu, so it crazy, bro. Crazy. And even now, looking out for, like, he says he doesn't listen to new artists, but on his deluxe of the Funeral album, he had Griselda and Jesse Reyes and Doja Cat, and I thought that was dope. Like,
but do you think that's more like from his like PR or management rather than himself?
He said he got put onto Griselda by 2 Chainz.
Oh, so he actually sat there and listened.
I think
His friends help him out.
Yeah,
okay.
I think he has friends that help. Like, I know everybody says, he says Mac Main's a big inspiration to him, like, as far as what's going on.
Yeah.
But I think he has people put him on to shit, and then he just fucks with it.
Okay. Yo, what if they, on a Carter 6, he drops, like, a track with, like, Mac Miller feature and a Juice WRLD feature?
I can see him with the Juice WRLD. I don't know about the Mac Miller.
That would be hard, though. Especially if it's like some, like, I don't know. I can see that low key.
I can see the Mac Miller, but
I can see both.
I can't even see the Mac Miller, because I think musically where Mac Miller was going to, anything he has in a tuck is not going to be in.
No,
Wayne,
but he might have had shit that's not in that same level. Like maybe like his kids type shit. Or like.
I haven't heard Wayne on a Circles type vibe. Maybe How to Love.
Nah. What?
I know they have a collab together, too.
What's that shit that he has with fucking Nicki Minaj on Funeral? Carter 5?
Yeah, but that's not...
And there's actually a few songs on it that he kind of, like, has that vibe.
I'm pretty sure Wayne would take that...
He'll take a Mac Miller. over.
Okay,
I think he'll have both. That's the key. I think he'll have both, bro. I think I could see him doing a feature with both if available.
Yeah, I'm tired of him the Triple X features. No offense, but I want to see that. I would like to see a Mac Miller Wayne feature one more time for the one time. I heard talking to Joel Santana. I would like them to drop their album finally together.
Wait, Joel and who?
Joel Santana and Wayne have an album in the cut, and they just are waiting to release it. And I would like to hear that.
He's out.
Yeah, nah, he did a phone interview. Yeah, he's not out.
He did a phone interview with Young Money.
I think they were saying they were gonna give him like a time to be able to go home or something for a little bit, but I guess not. When is he? Wasn't it supposed to be this year or it got extended?
I think sometime later this year. I know it wasn't for more than like a year and like a month. It's like 13 months, 12 months.
The last time I saw, like, I think it was like a video conference of him. He bulked up.
Yeah, he did a Young Money interview like last week or 2 weeks ago with Wayne. I didn't listen to it, but I know he dropped a project earlier this year, like in February.
Yeah.
And he had two songs with Wayne on there. Man, I think that'd be a good look for both of them.
It might not.
I think it'll be a good look for both of them.
All right. Especially for
Joel. Hamilton on Disney. How y'all feel? First of all, do you guys even fuck with Lin-Manuel? That's what I want to know.
I fuck with him heavy.
You fuck with him?
Yeah.
I fuck with his career.
Yeah.
All right. As a person, I don't fuck with him.
I don't know him as a person.
I know like what he does and shit like that. As far as like Puerto Rico goes and shit like that, Puerto Rico, I don't fuck with
him. You gotta break that down in the next segment. I don't know.
Yeah, you could do that in another segment. But yeah. So I have a habit of just boycotting anything he does. So I've never actually seen him. He did two songs
when Puerto Rico went through their shit and he donated the proceeds to them. He did one with Zion and Lennox.
Actually, there was a lot of shit about that.
Oh, okay. So that's what you're talking about.
Where he actually, it was like an American corp and shit like that. The same way how George Clooney went over there with Nestle and fucking brought out the fucking last of the fucking coffee beans stocks in Puerto Rico. So an American company owns the coffee in Puerto Rico. America gets the proceeds, not Puerto Rico. Sellout shit. Lin-Manuel does the same shit. There's a lot of shit. Puerto Rico does not fuck with him like that, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know. I didn't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, I research a lot of shit with certain people because I'll see shit.
Nah, as a person.
And you know what it is? Because I find out because on Facebook, I have my childhood friend out there in Puerto Rico. So he's always like posting these things. See, and I'll look into
what
it.
What I know about him is that I thought he donated, but.
He does it for show. So like he gets a name out there. You feel me?
But I know he's a hip hop head. I know that he took
him. Yeah. But when he does like his little like, oh, I'm doing charity and oh, I'm doing.
Like the thing I think you gotta understand like. He means too much to the Hispanic
to
culture.
Certain people, well, to a specific community.
Not even that, because he's the only Hispanic that has a Broadway play, no?
I don't want to quote that, to be honest.
I believe so. We could double check. We could literally double check. I don't know.
We'll be right back. We're gonna check that out, actually.
After these messages. And we're back, and Nine has a countermeasure for Tiggs.
Tiggs, why do you love fat girls?
You want the short answer or the long answer?
I don't know, because with you, the long answer might be dangerous, so. Just give me the short and sweet.
All right, the short answer, because there's more to love, bro.
There's more to love, bro.
I like a full plate, you heard? I've always had a theory about skinny niggas being chubby chasers. Because on Jerry Springer and Maury, you always see the skinny, skinny nigga with the big girl.
Jerry Springer and Maury, I'm dead.
Niggas like, look, like number 10 is a couple.
I do. I mean, he really didn't want to hear it, but I do have also a reason why I stopped fucking with skinny chicks.
The churro and the donut.
Listen, man, what we're trying to say is fat girls get a better head.
Oh, by far.
I'm sorry, but yes. I hate when niggas give this rumor that, oh, white girls are the freakies. They'll do anything. White girls are boring.
No, white girls are dirty. That's why niggas came up with that. They're the shit on my chest type bitches.
Nah, white girls are the ones that will, like, suck your balls while you're taking a shit, give you a blumpkin.
A blumpkin, yo.
Yo. This nigga. Oh my god. I had a bad experience with a skinny girl, so I stopped fucking with skinny girls, bro. What? Yo, we was
the bones, they broke your fucking pelvis and shit.
I'm skinny. The chick was skinny. It felt like I was humping a wall, my nigga.
Oh, you started a fire. Yeah, sticks with
friction. Yeah, after that, I realized I needed more meat. So back to your mans. Before that, let me just say this. Shout out to Pop Smoke being so powerful that Duke came out with a song and nobody's talking about it.
Man, who?
Ratatouille.
There's a reason why nobody talks about it, right?
But nah, this even on Instagram, that shit is quiet, right? No repost, right. Nothing. It's quiet.
What was your exact question before we left off? So I could try to like.
We were talking about Hamilton on Disney. I was just gonna say that's a pretty. Because
you said he's
deal.
The only Spanish person.
I thought he was. Apparently, he's not.
That has what
a play? A play on Broadway.
I mean, there's other people who've done plays. There's people who've written plays. There's people who've acted in plays. So it's just that he's really all right. He got widely renowned for his In the Heights musical.
And I think incorporating hip hop in Hamilton.
Yeah, that further gave him recognition for a fact. That pushed him like way more on the map.
I will say from what I've heard about it, I haven't seen it, I'm gonna watch it tonight probably, that it's very relevant to what's going on today. And I just think my point was I think he means too much to the Hispanic community, honestly, to tear him down. But we should, like you said, call him out on shit that, you know, is shady. So if he's stealing money and doing shady shit and not donating the money he said he's going to donate to Puerto Rico, then yeah, fuck him. But, you know.
So you pull up on him and hit him with the
clip. I still got his back. Fuck that
nigga. You got his back. Fuck you too.
Hey, bro. I don't know nothing.
Fuck out of here. You need to sell out.
I mean, if you just look up, like, Puerto Rico doesn't like Lin-Manuel, there's, like, different shit that pops up. More recently was, like, the controversy about him trying to premiere Hamilton in Puerto Rico. And it's because, for what I said, like, people know that if he tries to do it somewhere or whatever he's going to do, it's because it's going to make money to an American company type shit. And, like, before they had, like, some high school, some shit begged him to have Hamilton premiere in their school. Like, they were doing shit for free type shit, right?
Yeah.
And it was all scheduled or whatever. And then, like, I think a few days before whatever, they didn't even know about it, but the venue changed. And he ended up doing somewhere else that was more commercial and shit. And they didn't even know about it. And that kind of, like, shed some light on, like, how he really is or whatever. You feel me? And, like, he really ain't for the people.
Copy. Got it.
It was some shit that actually made him money.
All right.
Fuck that.
White people do it all the time.
Fuck that, too.
I see what you're saying. I don't know if we talked about this on the pod or not. Kanye was running for president. He was on a Ty Dolla $ign song and he dropped a single last week too. And it's been quiet. So this week he decided to announce his presidency with Elon Musk giving him his full support. And, I think 9 is right. That's kind of like a way to kind of steal black votes. If it's officially going through, what do you say?
Yeah, if all the paperwork and everything goes through, it's gonna split the minority vote between Kanye and Joe Biden. And
it's a distraction.
Oh yeah, overall
and album promo.
Donald Trump is gonna end up fucking winning again.
It's a distraction and album promo. You waited. It's like a smack in the face to Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Andrew Yang. Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, because it's like, bro, you should have, if you were serious about this president shit, you should have been on the debate stage with all of them. You should have been really, like, I'm not going to vote for you because you're Kanye West.
Yeah, facts.
We learned what happened when you voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger because he's Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, nothing.
Oh, man, okay.
Look at Donald Trump because he's a celebrity. Come on, bro. I'm tired of celebrities becoming fucking politicians.
For real.
Go ahead, Tig. They don't know any better. Oh, yeah, just another thing for the Lin-Manuel shit. Look up Lin-Manuel Promesa, P-R-O-M-E-S-A. It was some bill that got signed under Obama's on fucking term and shit, but it was some bullshit for Puerto Rico, and it did not help them out. It made shit worse. That's one of the reasons. Like, there's a whole thread on Twitter about, like, why Puerto Ricans don't like him and don't claim him. Like, it's not just, like, some conspiracy shit. Niggas really don't fuck with him, bro. He ain't for us.
Y'all want to go into the Redskins changing their name or academics? There's Freddie Gibbs and McMill and Chrissy Teigen.
I'll be real with you. That Redskins shit is so controversial because it really, it really shows me who not to fuck with. Because I saw some of the dumbest shit about responses about it from my fucking family, son.
Saying
these white ass Puerto Ricans, my nigga.
Saying what?
Just the dumb shit. Like they're trying to even make fun of BLM at that point because there was one specific thread on that picture shit that was just cutting shit. And they were trying to sit there and be like, oh, why didn't we talk about change this? Or why did we change that? And it's just like, yo, are you fucking kidding me? Like, they even tried to make a joke about it. And the whole comment section was type racial. And there was one person in the comments that tried to even call him out and enlighten shit. And his response was mad. Racist, bro. Like, I can't fuck with these niggas, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, that Redskins shit's been like a hot
since and, like and, the 70s. That shit's been a problem.
And the Cleveland Indians have been a problem for a minute, both of them. And the Redskins owner at one point said he will never change the name. So it's nice to see that he's being forced to do it under this climate.
Yeah.
And it's not the Black Lives Matter shit. This is proof that it's not just about Black Lives. This is something that
it's for all of us, bro. POC
should have been. Done, like
all of this change should have been happening, and it's happening
bro,
now.
Bro, that Cleveland Indians logo was nasty. It was nasty, like that eyes. It was disgusting, like. And then I remember having that fucking hat on as a little leaguer, and even my coach explaining to me why that shit was wrong, and that was like 9, 10 years old.
Yo, that's not. But from that, I remember too, the Braves logo, right? Atlanta Braves. Wasn't their logo like at one point like the little fucking like Indian axe?
It's a tomahawk.
It's a tomahawk. So
it goes with their chant. Yeah. That's their chant. That's their chant. That's their chant.
So like is that a problem too? Or no?
Listen, man. Listen, man. I would love to cancel the Braves.
Is that a problem too?
We just said that.
Yeah, you high. You are. No, but yeah, so is that a problem? Because they're using the fucking tomahawk?
Listen, man, I hate the Braves. So if we're canceling the Braves, I say, yep, they're next. Fuck them too. Facts. One of their players at one point said, oh, all the fans would ride this train like Mexicans.
Nah, yeah, cancel the Braves.
So yeah, fuck the Braves, you heard?
Fuck the Braves.
Fuck Chipper Jones, we you said that heard?
So, yo, you know what we call it? Yo, happy birthday 50 and fuck the Braves. That's what we call it in this.
Oh, I'm with facts. That.
And fuck the Yankees. Yo.
Yo, fuck you.
Yeah, word. You tried that one. You tried that one.
Academics went at Freddie Gibbs went at Jeezy, and that took academics to stand up. And that made academics want to stand up and represent Jeezy.
Academics
for some reason
is a pocket holder. Remember we used to joke around a lot about that shit?
From, what's that shit
like he's type of nigga that yo in jail when somebody pulls out their pocket, he's holding it.
Like in prison break.
Every fucking jail shit. When niggas pull out their pocket, he's the one holding it.
So basically to break it down, Freddie Gibbs was drunk in an interview and said Jeezy's irrelevant. Which we could break down in another minute. But academics then said, oh, Jeezy's irrelevant, you're irrelevant, little nigga. And he got on Twitch, started talking spicy, you know, tweeted him, show your bank account. Freddie Gibbs said, my son's bedroom is bigger than your house. Academics said, show me some bank statements. I make more money than you. You're never going to be bigger than Jeezy.
He asked for his tax statements. And he called out fucking Chrissy Teigen and Meek Mill, right?
To add on to that Freddie Gibbs shit, though. Nah, because I was going to get into that. To add on to the Freddie Gibbs shit,
yo,
though.
With my lighter, nigga.
Oh,
God, I'm talking shit.
Fucking,
Prendelo.
Fuck, bro. Made me lose my train of thought. Add on to the Freddie Gibbs. No, because you fucking interrupted me. But yeah, Meek Mill said, jumped in, was like, cancel culture. Damn, it was something important to that Freddie Gibbs shit, though, too. Oh, yeah, nah, Tekashi, Academics hopped on the phone with Tekashi and asked him about Freddie Gibbs, and then Tekashi kind of admitted that one of the niggas he got put away in jail was a nigga that shot at Freddie Gibbs when he was in New York a few years ago. So just to add more fuel to the fire. That's why it was important for me to say
he's
it.
He's capping, bro.
But anyway.
He's capping. Fuck that. He's capping.
We don't know. The nigga is in jail. The nigga did.
He's a snitch.
He ratted. No, but the nigga ratted on the nigga that he's saying did that. So I could believe it.
Yeah.
Not that far-fetched. Yeah. Nigga's already in jail for being a shooter. So imagine he just shot someone else.
So.
But Meek Mill jumped in. Meek Mill jumped into it saying we should cancel Academics, and Academics said you can't cancel anybody, Meek. And then he said how Meek didn't respond to some guy named Quilly that dissed Meek about not being really involved in the city, and also Tekashi stating that Meek's manager is a rat. And showing receipts that Meek Mill's manager is a rat.
I feel like somebody said that like years ago, so we kind of knew about that.
We just said that with 50. That's what 50, earlier today we were talking about what 50 said. Then you got, he went at Chrissy Teigen randomly because I guess she sub-dissed him years ago or whatever, and he just had it on his mind, and he felt the need to call her out a name and called her a bitch.
He holds a grudge? Wow. He's a little imp.
And told her to suck a dick and all that. So, you know, I think people don't understand. Well, John Legend.
Like John Legend's won't put a hand on this nigga.
John Legend is a big media guy now, too.
John Legend got mad respect in the hood. He acted like niggas won't get shoot for John Legend,
I don't know. I don't know about all
just
that.
Go with it, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
I ain't jacking that, no.
Still be trying to cancel this nigga.
No, I ain't jacking that. I ain't jacking that. I will say John Legend's a powerful nigga. He's behind Rhythm of Flow and a bunch of other shows you probably don't know about. So, I think John Legend used that power. And was like, yo, fam, cancel this nigga. And Complex suspended him for 2 shows.
And Twitch.
And Twitch banned him.
Yeah, he spent on Twitch. Yo, you into streaming and shit? You heard about Dr. Disrespect?
That he got banned also.
A random permanent ban, nobody knows why, supposedly.
Yeah, so Tiggs is saying Dr. Disrespect got banned off Twitch also.
That's a, yo, not for nothing, but for like the streamers and shit, that's a, like a pending, like, mystery solved type shit. Like, there are actually people trying to figure out what the fuck is going on because nobody wants to talk about it. And one person came out who was like close to it or whatever and said supposedly how he was notified of the reasons why, but he doesn't feel comfortable speaking about them.
That nigga was doing some shit. Freddie Gibbs Academics, what's going on, guys?
It's better than putting it there. Wait, what?
Freddie Gibbs Academic, what's going on? What's going on?
What do you mean?
What's your take on it?
Freddie Gibbs will fuck this nigga up, bro. Stop playing with him.
But does Freddie Gibbs get points for fucking up Academics?
Does anybody get points?
So doesn't that make Academics kind of safe?
Does anybody get points?
Doesn't that make Academics safe?
He's not worth it. That's the point. Academics not even worth the fucking effort.
Nope, I think I hit it on the head. I think he's getting him back in his own lane of trolling him online. Yep. I think he's putting a 50 and it's smart.
Do what he want to do, but he's really not worth the effort to like have a physical altercation.
And I think that's the problem. Shit like that makes niggas like
at Academic. At a point, people are just going to start like ignoring
that,
him.
But shit like that makes niggas like Academic safe because when you want to put hands on him because he is disrespectful and he does come out of line, like somebody, like rightfully so, somebody should fuck him up for what he said.
Somebody's going to pull a Russ, my nigga. Somebody's going to pull a Russ one day. Just pull up on this nigga.
But you don't gain anything.
That nigga,
You don't gain anything from hitting Academics. Let's look at you might not remember this. Ross at one point punched Vlad in the face.
That's why I brought his name up.
You said Russ. I said Ross.
Oh, Ross. Ross, yeah?
Ross punched Vlad like 2012, 2013. When Vlad was first coming up, asking him questions about being a CEO.
Yeah.
And then ended up getting sued, and Def Jam had to pay Vlad a pretty hefty lawsuit.
For assault? Damn.
Yes. So that's why another reason why I say niggas like Academics are safe when they get to talk all this shit, and that's another problem.
Okay.
Because even if Freddie Gibbs or Meek were to put hands on Academics, it's going to turn into a lawsuit. Shit.
I mean, okay. Yeah,
and then you don't get street cred.
Academics did say that he would sue. So.
He's a bitch.
What
happens? But what happens if the street just comes for this nigga?
It's possible.
The streets going to get you, homie. Streets is going to get you.
Yeah, bro. Look that up, Ross. Ross punched that
I believe
nigga.
That. I believe that.
They had a bar on it.
Yo, but did you see that interview? I think you actually, was it with you? I saw it? where Russell's talking about, it was a good interview. He was talking about that time that he pulled up on niggas and shit like that. Cause niggas thought that he really wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and Guap that 4,000.
That shit was funny.
Bro, he pulled up on a few people, no?
Yeah, on like Smoke Perp and then.
And it's funny when he pulls up because you don't expect it. So, yo, you really, he's like, yo, you think I'm not about it? Watch.
I think what's more interesting is Freddie Gibbs taking shots at Jeezy. I don't really know the full beef. I know Freddie Gibbs came up with Jeezy. You know that?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, it was some shit like that.
Freddie Gibbs came up with Jeezy.
Well, maybe Freddie Gibbs was signed to Jeezy, some shit like that.
And something went wrong, but yeah, I don't think Freddie Gibbs was even right saying that Jeezy's are more like irrelevant either.
I don't think he meant like.
Maybe to
I
like
think he meant like in the moment right now.
Yeah,
like,
but even yeah. So, if Jeezy was a drop now, like Academics would have a point. He would sell more than Freddie Gibbs would. He dropped album this year, no, late last year, early this year.
He does have a wider fan base.
That's what I'm saying. Like Freddie Gibbs is on a come up. I think that was some personal shit that he took and said. I don't think people should run with it either and think that that's right. So
yeah, what the fuck? This was a new letter.
What else?
That's why you mentioned that earlier about Donald Trump shit. Okay. So he wants Buddy Wallace to apologize to other NASCAR drivers.
We already spoke about this.
Yeah.
No, we briefly mentioned that. I remember talking about the Trump shit. I think he briefly mentioned it. We didn't have a whole conversation.
Yeah, we spoke about it.
Talking about something else and briefly mentioned Wallace.
He basically, yeah, Donald Trump wants Buddy Wallace to apologize to other NASCAR drivers. He thinks that he's basically putting a Jussie Smollett, but like, he didn't discover the noose himself. His crew did.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Discover the noose crew. Okay. Any other topics? I think we covered everything.
Do you care about?
Oh, no. We're going to get into the topic of the day. Yeah, we're doing that. We're doing one of those now. What's your weirdest experience smoking and your favorite strain?
What do you mean?
Like, let's do how about
favorite type of weed?
Yeah. I was gonna say let's do weirdest place you smoked.
Why do you want experience is too much?
Maybe that's too much on the spot.
Weirdest place or
I don't think there's any real.
I don't think
I can't remember experience. Like, a weird place I smoked, to be honest with you, was in a church.
That's not weird.
In the church?
In something. So, to me, something weird is like you climbed up a fucking tree in the park and you smoked.
I kind of would do that, but not in the park.
That's what I'm saying. That's weird. I smoked on the water tower. Like, you know, the buildings, the water tower.
So what makes that any different from climbing a tree, nigga?
There's a ladder, there's a whole platform where you can sit down.
Fuck that.
There's a whole fucking roof underneath me. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? Shit was dope. It was crazy.
True,
it's
dope.
And my favorite strand is Fruity Pebbles.
Alright, what's yours?
Northern Lights.
I want to know why you said weirdest experience first, though. Like, when you wrote it down.
I was just thinking, like, but I think that's, like, a different, like, that's something you gotta think about. Because I could probably name it off the top of my head now. That might not be my weirdest experience.
Like a bad high type shit?
I remember a worst high I had was probably the first time I had some real strong edibles. Because I ate too many of them.
Huh.
And I remember going home, taking the train to Astoria, going home, and like being on the bed just shivering. And like,
ooh.
I didn't throw up, bro, but I was shivering. And I was trying to fall asleep. But I was like, every time I laid down, my head was spinning. And like, it felt like the room was just going upside down. And I was standing in one place. It was crazy.
That's when you lay down.
What's your favorite?
That's
he said
what,
Northern Lights.
That's when you lay down and you feel like you're getting a head rush, but you're laying down.
Yeah.
Yo, I know exactly what you mean. Ooh.
That
has happened to me before. I felt that feeling before. I was just glad I was home in bed.
Weirdest
experience. If I had to go home feeling like this, my nigga, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, I don't know. Weirdest experience. That is something you really got to think about. I don't think about it. It's like, damn,
what I'm saying. That's something
that's a brain buster.
I fake put it on the spot.
I mean, I smoke like walking through a cemetery. I don't think that would
be
weird, though.
No, but that's, like, weird could be something where not everybody would have that experience. Like, it's, like, not everybody could say they smoked through a cemetery or smoked in the church.
I had a crazy trip smoking one time.
The water tower was dope as hell.
I had, like, a really wild-ass trip. But,
mind you, I'm afraid of heights, too, so it's like, I was pretty comfortable.
I had some like crazy ass trip. And I think it's because I was watching some shit, but I was at my mom's house like right before I moved from Far Rock. And I was smoking some, I forgot what the fuck I had, but it was some strong shit. And I was talking to the other funny shit, but this is how high I was. I was talking to myself. I swear I was talking to myself in my head. Like I was talking about whatever the fuck I was watching. And I heard a response next to me. I look over and I saw like some weird like little boy that looked like he came from like the fucking minor days and shit. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, what the fuck? And like I blinked. I blinked and I was like, yo, what the fuck did I smoke? I was like, yo. But my favorite strain is tough, but I gotta say, like, all time Girl Scouts, but then like Green Crack is like right next to it.
It's just hard to get.
Shit, Northern Lights is hard as fuck to get.
We smoking some.
That's Northern Lights?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
That's not Northern Lights.
One of them is, two of them are mixed.
That's not Northern Lights. Northern Lights is like white.
Yeah, it was light.
Not light, white.
No, that's like top Northern, though. That's super, super top.
You don't get bum Northern
Lights. Actually, I think that's different.
So I'm saying you don't get no bum Northern Lights, nigga. It only comes in like a high grade. That's why it's Northern Lights, because it's like frosty.
We're like White Widow.
Like Frost Talk.
AK. Rhino. White Rhino.
Yeah, that squeak is crazy.
I think that's everything. I think we did everything we went to talk about.
Hold on. That'll do it, channel. That should
do it. More or less how I should. It's not as orange.
You saw see that white? That's how it's supposed to look.
This one.
White.
Yeah. But that's more concentrated THC on it, yeah.
That's how it's supposed to look.
But you seen this different? Like, come on.
This is whack. Those ain't real shits.
You smoking Southern Lights. Fuck out of
here. Nice.
This nigga even touched it, looked at it, said,
smoking that Antarctica, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Thank y'all. Remember that shit we had, that Alaskan Thunderfuck shit? Yo, you gotta.
Sounds so made up.
Nah, some real shit, though.
I know, but it just sounds so made up.
Yo, look. Oh, wait. Oh, here.
Yeah, that's it. That we done with the pod?
Oh, anything else I want to add? Oh, album of the week
throwback,
or whatever.
Throwback album.
Yo, so for me, like, it's not that old, but, like, Kids See Ghosts, I think people should re-listen to it now. Especially there's, like, one song, like, the lyrics will hit different now. So, I think...
I'm going to go with Kiss of Death, Jadakiss.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to go... Big Pun, Capital Punishment.
Oh, Big Pun, Capital Punishment. Happy birthday, 50 Cent. Happy birthday, Kevin Hart. Rest in peace to Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, Rasheed. Fuck, so many names, yo. I gotta remember these shits. I should write these down. George Floyd.
No, you should just edit this part out.
Sean Bell. Amadou Diablo. I can say names that I just know. Eric Gardner.
There's a lot of names, man.
Pop Smoke. Kobe Bryant. Nipsey Hussle. Juice WRLD. Mac Miller. Chinks.
XXX.
ASAP Yams.
Facts.
Stack Bundles.
Facts. Biggie Tupac Pun.
Word. Big L.
Facts.
Lupe's Career.
Yo, this nigga, you funny.
Who's Lupe doing the verses with?
R.I.P. Fight though.
B.O.B.
Oh.
Yo, he plays you. Nigga said B.O.B. versus Lupe. That's a valid versus. I would watch that.
You watching a live.
I would wait for Lupe to play Superstars, and then he wouldn't play it because he hates that song properly. Yo, we out. For 9 kills me.
Frost Dog. You're...